Hi everyone, I hope you are having a wonderful time here in DC.
You can practice speaking in the mic if you want.
No, I'm good. Hi everyone, I hope you are having wonderful time here in DC. I'm going to talk today about the sensitivity of ornamental plants to residual pesticide that's in runoff water. And this research was done at Michigan State University. So first thing, nursery production use a large amount of water. It's really input intensive industry, and it also produces large amount of runoff. Usually 80% of water applied, sometimes 80% of water applied might be gone off from the field as runoff. 40 is the normal range. And nursery production also uses large amount of pesticide, because the pest and damage and the weed damage are the major source of revenue loss in the nursery production. So with water running up from the field, there is a problem associated, like there is the environmental problem being associated with that. The contaminants in the runoff water, like pesticide, nutrient, and all the things, cause environmental pollution. You can see a fish dead at Lake Erie because of algal bloom. And this problem like eutrophication, water toxicity, and also there's problem of water itself. Water is being scarce, and cities like California, Florida are having issues with the water. So growers are starting to capture the runoff water from their nursery and reusing it. The middle picture here are the runoff recycled water pipes, which is in California. So with the water being collected in the retention pond for like to reuse, the pesticide may be collected as well. And growers are afraid to use the water because of damage to their plants because of pesticide. There are other problems associated as well, which I'll not talk about. I'll mainly talk about the pesticide effect. So do pesticide in runoff water really affect nursery? That's what we did. That's why we did this research, and I'll talk to you about that later. The concentration of pesticide in the containment pond is really reduced because of dilution, degradation, binding of pesticide, isoexaben, which is applied around 4.6 gram per liter. It was only found around 0.4 milligram per liter in runoff pond. But saying that, application duration may also play a role. Low concentration applied often might pose this issue. Pesticide properties might be different. Oxysurfing is more damaging than other pesticides, so it depends on pesticide property. It also depends on plant properties. So the objective of our research was to determine the sensitivity of container grown nursery plant to pesticide that are commonly found in runoff water, and also to quantify the effect of those compounds on key physiological processes. So for that, we had a greenhouse research, and we had like three pesticides with five different doses of pesticide. The pesticide used were oxyfluorophen, a contact herbicide, isoexaben, usually as a pre-emergence herbicide, and chloropyrifos as an insecticide. We used the plant hydrangea, cornus, and hosta for our study. And the temperature was regulated from 65 to 85 degrees Fahrenheit, and we used the stock tanks to agitate the pesticide, so there is uniformity when we apply the treatment. And we evaluated the plant on basis of its morphology and physiology. So when talking about the results, we did the growth harvest, and here in the graph on the right side, you can see the oxyfluorophen dose that was applied and the growth index. The yellow dot here represent a species cornus, the blue dot hydrangea, and purple dot is hosta, and the statistical comparison are done for each species. So for the hydrangea and hosta, we can see that oxyfluorophen decreased the growth index. For cornus, it was fine. And when you look at isoexaben, a pre-emergence herbicide, it had no effect on growth index. Chloropyrifos, insecticide, also had no effect on growth index, so the plant were doing fine. When we talk about biomass, the biomass, only the oxyfluorophane decreased the biomass for only hydrangea. Other than that, all the species were similar for their biomass. And other two pesticides, isoxaban and chloropyrifos, had no effect on biomass, so that's not strong. So oxyfluorophane exposure affected growth index, oxyfluorophane also reduced the biomass. But how did the plant actually look? Because when we talk about the nursery production system, the appearance of the plant is very critical. So here you can see the visual rating. We rated the plant on basis of their look. There were 2 persons grading the plant, and then the plant was scaled based on 0 to 10, 0 being the worst and 10 being the best. So in corners you can see a little bit of damage on to your right side. For hydrangea hosta, there was quite a damage on the highest dose of oxyfluorophane, and the control was perfectly fine. For hydrangea, this was the most susceptible species, so you can see a lot of damage on the highest dose. And on the intermediate dose of 0.1 milligram per liter, the plant was a little, it was damaged to a certain extent, but the control was really good. So I wouldn't buy the last two plants. So when we talk about leaf injury, the highest dose obviously had the most damage on all three species, but cornus was doing fine on 4 of 5 doses, and hydrangea was the worst one to suffer. So we also, like the physiological measurement, they can sometimes tell you before the injury is seen. So when the pesticide effect is building up, we can do physiological measurement and say, like, okay, the plant is suffering on its biochemistry or light harvesting, so it is likely to be affected in future. So that was our goal. That was our one of the idea to see if we can track the track the effect on the physiological level. So here, we did the light adapted fluorescence using Lycor 6400 XT. So the plants, all the three plants were doing perfectly fine on their quantum efficiency. They were doing fine with light harvesting for isoxaban pesticide. But for oxyfluorophane pesticide, sorry. But for isoxaban, right harvesting potential was reduced for hydrangea, and a little bit for cornus, but hosta was doing fine. Chloropyrifos, cornus was suffering a little bit on light harvesting, so the plant couldn't harvest all of the light supplied, but other plant species were fine. So when we also measured the ECI curve, which is like measuring for assimilation at different rate of CO2, internal CO2 concentration. So in the graph you can see CI ppm is the internal carbon dioxide concentration inside the measure pill, so the plant is able to take that. When we talk about the ambient level, the CO2 is like 400 ppm in the environment. So that would correspond to about somewhere around like 200 to 300, usually 200-300 CI ppm inside the leaf, but depends on conductivity and the plant condition. So here we can see for hydrangea paniculata, oxyfluorophane reduced the biochemical efficiency. So the plant was not assimilating as much as it should, because obviously the leaves were damaged. So the doses correspond very well with the graphs obtained here. Higher dose had least photosynthesis, and the control had the max. Oxyfluorophane had no effect. Oxyfluorophane had no effect on biochemical efficiency of cornus, so cornus was doing perfectly fine. There was no issue with the cornus. But the oxyfluorophane reduced the biochemical efficiency of hosta as well. So the hosta was also not assimilating enough when it was sprayed with higher dose of oxychloroquine. Isoxazoline and chlorpyrifos did not affect the biochemical efficiency, so they were performing good. They were happy with the photosynthesis. And this is the example from isoxazoline treatment for hydrangea, so we can't see any difference. So, in summary, out of three pesticides used, the most detrimental pesticide for plant growth and biomass was oxychloroquine. And the leaf injury from oxychloroquine, hydrangea was the most susceptible species. It was followed by hosta. Cornus among those three was the most tolerant species. Physiological data suggests that quantum efficiency was lower for at least isoxazoline and chloropyrifos for some of these species at higher dose of pesticide exposure. And the photochemical, like the biochemistry or the photosynthetic biochemistry, which was found out by ACI curve, was well in coordination with the visual injury seen. So that means like the photosynthesis, the physiological data, at least the biochemistry data, was going well with the visual data seen in the study. So this is my summary, and I would like to thank SCRI Green Water R3 for funding this project, Project Green, MDARD for funding this project. I would also like to thank Renewed Earth to supply the plant substrate and Spring Meadow for the plants. I would also like to thank Dan Ellis and Becky, Alex, Tim and Dan for helping me with this project. Thank you, and if you have any question, I'm happy to